you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we see things I'll never see. Listening to Radioactive, we're streaming around the world on the internet. This is Crap on the Radio, a different type of Crap on the Radio than we used to, which in the last few weeks is just streaming a load of tracks together and making some sort of a, what would you call it, like a mixtape kind of thing of things that were going on. But occasionally I break out onto the microphone. Couldn't find my lovely microphone today. My USB thing has gone missing. I think my little girl, she's 5, likes to sing along to My Little Pony with it, so I don't know where she's after hiding it, and it's gone. You can hear the giggles in the background there, her two older brothers. We've got Reuben and we've got Green Lark, and they are two guys who love to play on computers a lot, because sometimes I don't even get a word in. I come home from work now and they're just connected into the internet, and they just, they're what do you be doing? You've been on Minecraft, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. most of the people out there listening over the age of 25 won't have a clue what Minecraft is unless they work in Minecraft or designing or something like that. So you can you just tell us, what is Minecraft?
It's about learning how to build stuff and having an adventure. There's a couple of monsters that Notch, he's the one that invented Minecraft. He wanted to call them mobs. So there's spider, skeleton, cave spider, zombie, and creeper.
Okay. But, and does it cost much to play Minecraft?
Not really. The cheapest way to get it is an iPhone, which only costs a fiver.
That's very cheap, isn't it?
Yeah. And the second cheapest way is computer, which we play on, me and my brother, Greener. It's only €20, and tablet, about 30.
€30,
yeah.
That's the dearest way to do it, okay. And once you get in, what do you be doing? Do you make things? Do you break things? Do you fight people? Is there guns? What, like, is it like a real game, like
no.
Shooting people? No,
that's in Tekkit.
That's Tekkit.
Kind of
Greenlark, you've been on the Minecraft a little bit longer than Ruben. Mm. What do you think is the best thing about Minecraft?
Surviving.
So what, other people are trying to kill you and break things on you and no? Is it like kind of a game?
Yeah.
So when you get in there, do you have to make yourself a little house? Somewhere to live?
If you want to.
Yeah, if you want to. Okay. And is there food? Do people in Minecraft eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to have resources, you have to have things. Yeah. And how do you keep yourself warm? Is there fire? Is there sun?
Yeah.
Is there weather? Does
it
rain in Minecraft?
Yeah.
All the time or sometimes?
Sometimes.
But
it doesn't affect a player.
It doesn't affect a player, so you don't have to wear rain gear or anything or like that. No. Very
we
good.
You can't make rain gear.
And, like, does everyone in school play Minecraft with you?
Some people in my class do.
Yeah. And does anyone just never heard of it in your class, or is it
some people, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not totally got everyone by storm yet. Okay. Here's a question. Totally away from the Minecraft thing. Do you ever listen to the radio?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, what would you listen to?
You.
Yeah, Radioactive. Yeah. That's very good. And what about yourself, Green? Like, do you listen to the radio at all?
I liked your show yesterday.
Very good. That's nice. And what about music? Like, you hear music, probably in the car when you're with your mum.
Yeah, but we play music.
And do you play music? Yeah, what kind of music do you play?
I play guitar.
You play guitar?
Yeah.
What sort of songs do you like to bash out?
Teenage Kicks.
Alright, the Undertones, they're a good band. Might play them later in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about yourself? Do you play music, Greenlark?
I can't really play a proper song, but I can do tunes.
You do tunes? Okay. But what sort of music, like, do you listen to music on your iPods or your...
Don't have one, he does.
He has an iPod. But do you listen to music on your DS or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what would you be playing? What sort of music?
The Oasis, I have two of their songs.
Yeah? Mm. You like the Oasis, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Greenlark? What would you be listening to on your DS? No, new stuff.
Riot.
Oh, Arctic Riot. Kaiser Chiefs, Bag of Trousers, Madness. Very good. Lots of old stuff there for an 11-year-old anyway. There you go. So you're going to pick a tune for us now, Ruben?
Yeah, I have one lined up already. It's my second favourite, Teenage Kicks.
Okay, the Undertones. Go.
Yep.
undertones there with Teenage Kicks, which they've recently turned into a musical.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. One Direction
are they doing the musical? Yeah, One Direction are a band. For any of you listeners in Radioactive Land who don't know who One Direction are, they went to number one there about 2 weeks ago during Red Nose Day with a mashup song of One Way or Another and Teenage Kicks, and I think it got to number one in the UK charts.
They teamed up with Teenage Kicks. They played their song.
Yeah, the Undertones song. So, yeah, I don't think the Undertones has anything to do with that, or the musical, but I don't think that means they're against it either. I was talking to...
Yeah, by the way, if you hear any chirping in the background, that's our pet Rocky, so he's just eating his food at the moment.
So he doesn't chirp when he eats?
He likes to kiss his mirror.
I think you should call him Twitter, because he tweets a lot.
He likes to kiss his mirror, he bit off his...
Anyway, just to say something about that musical, I did meet Paul McLoone, lead singer of the Undertones, when we were getting our head shaved for the world record that we did for the the Cancer Society. We did it with a rival radio station. I wouldn't call them a rival, they're called Today FM. They're a very big national radio station here in Ireland, but all in a good cause for charity, and we got our head shaved. But I was talking to Paul, and he dispelled the rumours that like they had nothing to do with the musical, in the sense they've nothing to do with it, they didn't have anything to do with making it, but they've nothing against it, and it'll be good to see how that musical pans out in the City of Culture for the UK up in Derry, which will be, I'm thinking, a great time to relaunch Radio Free Derry when you have the G8 coming over and you've got the City of Culture and a lot of buzz around Derry. So let's see if anything happens in that department. Okay, back to the talk. We have Reuben and Greenlark, and they were in the background while Teenage Kicks was on. They were telling us something about servers.
Yeah.
What's a server? What do you need a server
for? It's about Minecraft, and like you can go into like with other people, like Mary and Dad. They do a Minecraft series on YouTube.
All right.
Like they think like it's like they get shipwrecked on an island, but you can't actually make a ship and make it move on Minecraft.
So let me get this straight. A server is like, if you're on your own, you don't have a server, you're not connected, can you still play Minecraft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In single player.
Yeah. So you don't need Wi-Fi or internet connection or anything?
You need
internet. You need internet for standalone?
No, because once the internet was off and I was still able to play on single
player. Yeah, you can play offline.
The internet was off. Was that a bad day, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't go on YouTube.
Oh.
I play on a server called Lost Wave.
Lost Wave.
And Hayescraft.
So what would the address of that be now? Lostwave.com or something?
www.lostwave.com.
Just some studio etiquette here. If you sit down in your seats properly, you just won't be making all that noise that the microphone's picking up. But so lostwave.com. And would that be your favourite server at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there many people? There'd be hundreds of people on that server at the same time?
300 is the maximum.
300 is the max, so there'd be regularly a good lot of people in there.
Yeah, but server Ruben found is
Hayescraft.
Hayescraft.
Yeah.
It's how do you spell that one then?
Hayescraft.
Hayescraft.
Yeah.
.net.com. Okay, and if you go there, you'll find that server and you play away with your Minecraft there. Okay.
It's a very good server. It's PvP.
What's PvP mean?
Oh, it's
player versus player.
Yeah.
Okay. So do people shoot each other and fight? And, no? Or are people all nice in there?
Kind of. Yeah, Hayes, the owner, he plays on his own server. He makes videos. If you want to look at those videos on YouTube, just type in Hayes, which we told you to how to spell it earlier, and Hayescraft, and just type in episode or EP, that's what we do, and episode one. So
servers, do you have to pay to get onto these servers?
No.
Some of them.
So some of them you have to pay into.
I never went to.
And is there any rules now? If you go into a server, is there any things you should not do or should do?
Break people's houses and.
Don't break people's houses.
In Hayescraft, you're allowed to do that, because that's in PvP.
When you break someone's house in Minecraft, it's called griefing.
Griefing, okay. Mm. So you don't grief someone's house
It's what the Americans say, yeah.
Okay. And is there anything like security-wise that you should or shouldn't do when you're in? Should you give out your real name and your phone number and tell people where your house is and how to open the door and what your alarm code is? Or
no.
Like, is
it's
a certain?
Good. It's not good to.
Are you supposed to be pretend? Do you use different names when you're on Minecraft?
Yeah.
You don't use your real name.
Well,
no.
No.
If my friend says my real name and I just don't answer him.
Yeah.
Like.
So you just pretend.
I'm
not that person.
Name.
Yeah, very good. That reminds me of when I was about your age, about 30 years ago, maybe, and we'd be on the CB radio, and you couldn't give out your real name, so you used a handle. So yeah, I was the Blue Spark. So anyone from the D13 area used to talk to the Blue Spark on the CB. That was me, and we'd never give out your real name. You never give out your phone number. You never give out your address. And things like your age and stuff wasn't important.
Would your country be okay?
Your country be okay, because sometimes on the CB, when we got a bit geekier, we started putting up bigger aerials and more powerful and going on different frequencies, and we started talking around the world. And then, yeah, sure, it was nice to tell the person that did it around, hey, you're talking to Ireland. But they didn't need to know exactly where your address was. So, no, that's good. Good to know that you're being safe out there on Minecraft land and in the internet. So, have you got any more music for us? Ruben's doing all the tune picking today. He's looking up and down.
Okay.
Here we go. So this one, who is it?
Madness, Baggy Trousers. See you there.
Baggy Trousers from Madness. I'm trying to guess the year. 79? Maybe 80? I don't know. We'll check that one out later. Put it on the track list. So we've got Ruben and Greenlark in studio today. These two lads are telling us all about their pastimes and hobbies. And I'm just wondering, it can't be all just sitting in front of laptops and computer screens all day. Is there any sports in your life? Do you play any sports?
Yeah. I only get 3 days free off from my sports.
3 days free?
Yeah.
So what do you do? What types of sports?
On Monday I have GAA at 8 o'clock after dinner, I think. Or six.
Six, sure. Yeah.
Or seven.
And what do you do? Then, what do you do after that?
I have chess on the same day.
Wow.
After, straight after.
So you get home late. Is it dark now when you're getting home?
Yeah, and then Tuesday I have a day off, Wednesday I have a day off. Thursday I have a day off.
I say you have a day off now. Do you do any sport in school on those days?
Yeah, my GAA club comes to school.
So you do sport in school as well.
Yeah.
You're just talking about a day off from nighttime sport, yeah?
Yeah, and Friday I do training at night, and then Saturday I play GAA matches against other places, St. Luke and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then Sunday, which happy Easter Sunday at the moment.
Yeah.
I think I'm supposed to be at basketball at the moment, so yeah.
No, I think you got a day off today.
Oh, okay.
But Sundays is basketball. So what club do you play for?
Colester.
Colester, are they a good club?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you gone and seen them play at all?
Yeah, I saw a couple of matches.
Yeah, did they ever win?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, one match, like, it was really class. Like, we found this big this big football, and like we started playing around with it, and
yeah,
this kid, he threw it and hit another kid in the face, and that was, but it didn't really hurt him.
Yeah. Was he okay then? Yeah?
Yeah,
that's okay. We don't have to report that one to the police or anything. So, Carl, yourself, are you into any sports?
Just wall climbing.
Wall climbing. That sounds good. Yeah.
Chess as well.
Chess, and throwback basketball as well, do you?
Outside.
Not for a team. Yeah. Now, football, do you support any football teams?
Yeah, Liverpool.
And what about yourself?
Liverpool.
My favourite Irish football team is Bohemians. I went to one of their camps and saw one of their matches. They lost because they let their other team win.
Yeah, and do you know where Bohemians play their football?
No, not really.
Daly Mount Park. Very good. Okay, so we've got two Bowes fans, two Liverpool fans, a Colester basketball player and a wall climber in the room, and you play GA as well.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot going on there to counter all that sitting around, just sitting on computers looking at Minecraft. So, have you got any more music for us?
Yeah, I just need to...
This is a good ploy for parents, is load the DSs up for the kids when they're about 4 years of age with your music, and then they come back to you in about 5 years time, and the only music they seem to know is your music. So I don't know how long that will last. Here, pick that one, go up. Up. That one there. New Rose, The Damned. Go on.
Is she really going out with him? Like a stormy sea. I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I got a new rose, I got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great. Oh, I better go, or it'll be too late. Around. like a brand new rose in town. Oh.
The Damned New Rose. You're listening to Radioactive International, streaming around the world. And you can hear our little budgie Rocky in the background tweeting away. Okay, if you'd like to join this radio station, anyone can do. As you can see, we've got two young boys here today yapping away about the things in their life. But anyone can come along, do a show, put out their ideas, and pass them on to anyone else. So get in touch, radioactiveinternational.org. You'll find all the details on the website there, how to get in touch with us. I was going to ask the lads, do you know who's in the government at the moment in Ireland?
Fine Gael, I think.
Fine Gael, yeah, do you Labour. Know? And Labour, very good. And do you know?
Taoiseach.
No, Taoiseach is.
Enda Kenny.
Yeah, Enda Kenny's Taoiseach. Do you know who the leader of the Labour Party and the Taoiseach is?
Eamon
Gilmore. Very good. So, do you like what they've been doing to our country lately?
No.
No? Well, what have they been doing?
They've been charging us taxes, and our neighbour across the road, they got a letter from them.
Did he?
Yeah. He got double amount than us.
Wow, it's a lot. He has to pay for his house.
The house is the same size.
Yeah, so it's a bit unjust, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do when you have an unjust government? Do you ever go out protesting or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what would you do? Would you bring placards and whistles and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good because it's the only time you can curse, like...
You can curse. I think you can go to football matches and do that as well, but you can curse when you're protesting.
Yeah, I remember once I recorded this thing. I'll try and find it. I recorded this thing at a protest once.
So you go and record people on protest? That's,
yeah, once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe you should do it all the time. Some people take photographs on protests, and some people take recordings, and some people video things. What have we got? Let's put that up to the microphone and see what we can hear.
We need a new government. A government. A government. Money. We need a new government. A government. A government. Money.
There you go. So where did you record that?
In Galway.
Galway. Yeah, how'd you get to Galway?
On a bus.
Did that take a long time?
Yeah, we brought our DSs, we played a lot of games. And
good, so you have fun on your way to these protests, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, did you get fed? Did they give you food on protests? Or?
No, not really.
No, you have to bring your own?
Yeah.
Oh, we got chips on the way back.
And what about your own placards? Do you bring your own placards or did you get free ones? Or?
What are they?
Placards, little thing, posters saying.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we made one.
You made one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I made up a joke. End of Kenny instead of End of Kenny.
End of Kenny. And what was your one? You didn't make one?
No, I did. Just I forgot.
You forgot what it said. Yeah. So would you go on more protests, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you could get like a radioactive placard on the next one? Or would that be appropriate to say that there's a radio station that talks about things that are like not what the government are doing and against what they do?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. That'd be good advertising for the station, you know?
Yeah, once I wanted to go on a march and bring a marker and go up to one of the posters and put a moustache on.
Did you?
Yeah. But
did you ever do it?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Maybe next time.
I'm hoping. Okay.
Yeah, so Greenlack's going to choose some sounds for us as he...
Yeah, he has them written down on picture chat.
Picture chat. Oh, yeah. So are you doing picture chat in the background on your DSs?
Yeah.
All right, so he's already wrote down the name. Yeah. Alright. So, he's going to play his first track, I think, is I Predict a Riot.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the Kaiser Chiefs. Yep. Go on. Go. Bye.
Man,
Kaiser Chiefs, and I predict a rise. Radioactive International. That one really got Rocky excited in the background. He's quieting down now as I talk, but he was chirping away like mad. So I'm sitting in the studio here, which doubles up as a kitchen, and I see a load of potatoes chitting in the window. And it reminds me to ask you, what do you like for food? What do you eat?
Chips.
So potatoes will turn into chips, and yeah. That's kind of sorted. Yeah, so you grow your own chips.
Yeah.
And is there any other foods you like?
Spinach, courgette, gratin. Yeah, he likes the courgette, I like the spinach.
Okay, so your mummy has to do double work there now, cooking different things for you, but you do like it. Yeah. Okay. And is there anything else you like? Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of chocolate today?
Yeah, I'm just going to get some Easter eggs.
He's going to get some Easter eggs in the background. So you're not vegan anyway, no? So you eat chocolate. Yeah. Are you vegetarians?
Yeah.
All them veggies, yeah. And why don't you eat animals?
Because they're dying and not really like.
Do you think it's good to eat animals or bad? Or
bad, because like...
You need to come nearer to the microphone to get into the story here, because he's like standing 20 foot away from the mic. So you think it's bad to eat animals, yeah?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. You like animals so much you don't eat them.
Yeah, but I'm kind of...
Come on near the mic, Nick. You got to come over to the mic to get heard.
I'm kind of okay with them eating the cows. That's like, there's more cows than people in Ireland, so I'm kind of okay with them eating the cows.
Do you eat cow?
No.
No. Think he will?
What?
Think you ever will?
No.
No.
You used to?
I used to when I was a kid,
yeah. Until you were 13, I think.
Yeah, something like that. I decided to go veggie, but you just haven't had a choice yet, you know. But maybe you'll make that choice in later life, you know. But there you go. Any other new tunes for us? What have we got next? It's written out on PictoChat here for me. I think we're going for another Madness tune. Is that correct? Yeah, and it's Our House. Go for it. Hit play.
Hang around.
Our house in the middle of
Madness, Our House. You're listening to Radioactive International. You can get in touch with us, info@radioactiveinternational.org. Talking to Reuben and Greenlark here. Reuben is 8 and Greenlark is 11. Both seem to be 9 and 12. Is that correct, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm 11.
So come here, what in the minds of an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, what is the best movies you've seen out there to date?
Rosalind Guardians, Planet of the Apes.
Rosalind Guardians, you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you like?
What's
your favourite movie of all time? That's a big question, I suppose.
Not sure.
Yeah, not sure. So, any other movies?
Great Escape, probably.
Great Escape, an old one. Yeah? Mm-hmm. The Great Escape. Can you tell the story of The Great Escape? Do you know what happens in it for others that might not have seen The Great Escape?
It's about war. That there's war and, people get captured, I think. And, they try to get escape and, they disappear. Tunnel.
They take a tunnel?
Yeah, and, they put down rails, they get rails.
That sounds like a Carlsberg ad on the telly.
Yeah.
It's something like that, is it? Okay.
Yeah. And they bring them back up.
And do they eventually escape?
Yeah. Some of them do get captured and get killed.
Okay.
I think 70.
Is war a good thing, is it?
What?
Is war good or is it bad?
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a song that we don't actually have in our DSs. We really want to get it.
We could find it and play it. What's the name of the song?
War, What Is It Good For, I think.
Okay, well, do you want to introduce that song?
I heard the first time I ever heard of it is really
okay, we'll introduce the song anyway and we'll cut it in later. 38 minutes. And War, What Is It Good For?
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all. To me.
Oh,
I despise, 'cause it means destruction of innocent lives. War means tears, 10,000s of mothers die when their sons go out to fight and lose their lives. I said war, good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Get said again.
War.
To me.
Whoa.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
Whoa.
Friend only to the undertaker.
Listen
to me.
What?
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
What?
Friend only
great track. Enjoy that. Yeah, we're going to cut that in later, so that's why you didn't hear it just at the moment. But, right, so, keep on talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you have your first outing on international radio. What would you like to tell the world?
Yeah, while we were talking about Minecraft earlier, we also forgot to mention something. We're going to start a Let's Play world together once I get my own computer. Because, my dad, he works for a website company, makes websites. And we can use his as just to do two-player, you need two computers, so we can.
Okay, so your dad's going to make you a server?
Yeah.
Fair play to him. Yeah, that's good.
No, actually, we're going to make a server.
You're
going
to make a server and he's going to give you the space to do that. Very good. Yeah. And is there any tips you have for Minecraft? Like, if a young kid is learning to play Minecraft now, is there any tips you can give him to be safe, to be faster, to be better at Minecraft?
Yeah, the best way is look at Minecraft videos. There's Minecraft tutorial, Survive and Thrive. His first episode is How to Survive Your First Night in Minecraft. Then people start commenting and saying that you should make more videos.
Okay.
And he's doing a new series. So,
good.
Paul plays Minecraft because, he said, yuck, I don't really like that because he wants to name it a new thing. So,
okay, and are you going to do any tutorial videos and teach other people in the world?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Have you going to have a name for your show or anything?
We don't know yet.
I was thinking you could call Minecraft show the Block Exchange.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Minecraft videos. Do you think it's a good way to get into computers? And do you think you'll learn to do computer programming from this?
Yeah.
And learn how to run your own servers. And
Yeah.
Do you think you could do a Minecraft radio show, or would it work? Because radio is not a visual environment where you have to just listen and talk and you don't see any pictures. Do you think Minecraft, you could have a show where you talk just about Minecraft?
Yeah, because they're on YouTube and stuff like that.
But there's always pictures where people are explaining and stuff. Do you think you need video as well?
Yeah, because people help how to play, Paul plays Minecraft and Survive and Thrive, the same person. Teaches you how to do it. And
okay, so what have we got? I've got another tune lined up for us, lads.
Carl, he's picking the next couple, so he has it.
Yeah, we're going for Sheena Is a Punk Rocker by the Ramones. Go.
She is
The Ramones there, Sheena is a punk rocker. An old classic from the Radioactive 101 days that we'd play a lot. Anyway, we've got another one. This is something a bit more modern. All the music's been really old tonight, but here's something that's sneaked in that's very, very modern. And we're going to play it from YouTube.
It's a Minecraft song.
So can you explain what the song is and what it's about?
It's like Gamelan style, except it's called Minecraft style. If you go on YouTube and spell Minecraft, MineCraft, and just style, it should come up. And it's really funny and stuff.
Okay, so will I play it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now, if we all stay quiet, I mightn't have to re-edit this one in later. So everyone go quiet on this one. You ready? Go.
Dig in Minecraft style. Minecraft style. More time until I score this. Strike rich on diamonds, iron, gold, and build our decked out fortress. All we need is just a bit of luck to not abort this running boat. We can't afford this. Dungeons on the hill. Just the last time a group of creepers came out of a well. Blew up a vein of diamonds, then chased us all out of there. A spider army dropped down from the roof into our hair. Ran back to fresh air. This ain't gold, and you're gonna get back. So you know, hey, had to go, hey. When you're digging, you better listen. So you know, hey, we're gonna show, hey. Making sure you're all prepared before you go. Digging Minecraft style.
The radio for sure. It's Radioactive International. We're streaming around the world on the internet. We've got two guys in studio with us today. We've got Ruben, AJ, and we've got Green Lark age 11, and
yeah, we just got something to say. We're sorry about the little cuts in that song. It's because the internet, there must be a little glitch in the international something, like it's a little cuts.
I don't know.
I heard everything though.
Yeah, yeah. I think hopefully they got it through. If not, we can do an edit on it later if it's too bad. But that's the way it is, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else for the world while we're at it? We've got 10 minutes left. 10 minutes left, so the world's listening. Any ideas, any tips out there? Mm-hmm. No? Yeah. You're pretty happy. Yeah, Green Lark, any tips there for the Minecraft world or? No. Okay. So I think we've kind of stretched the limits of an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old in a 1-hour radio show. But anyway, they might be back in the future. Would you come back and do a show in a few years' time? You might do. You might do a show in a few years. You might have your own radio station, yeah? Well, what happened to the clocks last night?
They went forward an hour.
Yeah, so did you get an extra hour or less, 1 hour in bed?
Less, yeah.
Less. You feel tired, don't you?
Yeah, like we almost missed WW in the morning, this morning.
Because you stayed in bed too long? Yeah. What's WW? Is that a World Wide Web?
Wrestling.
Yeah. What's that all about?
There's only like about three or two Irish wrestlers in it. There's Sheamus and this other guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do they really hurt each other or are they only pretending?
Kind of pretending, but sometimes they actually like hit each other.
Yeah.
Once there's this guy called Kane and the Undertaker, they're brothers, and once Kane got a nosebleed in the match.
Real blood. Yeah. Okay.
They didn't stop the match though.
Was that exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just made a joke out of that exciting. It's Easter Sunday.
There you go. Right, so any music, what have we got next?
Here comes the summer.
It's been texted over to me by PictoChat. I never thought of that, but maybe all those professional radio stations in the world, that's how they do it. They PictoChat on 2DS's, the thing, so the person doesn't have to call it. It's Here Comes the Summer, appropriate for the time of year with the clocks going forward. So here comes the IST, Irish Summertime. You can't find it. We might do a pause. He's found it. He's got it. So here comes the summer from the Undertones. This is the second Undertones song we played today. Ruben, you going to introduce the next track?
Yeah, Kathy, Dave, Ruben. So, yeah, here it is.
To the devil.
David there and Ruben, he chose that one himself. He thinks it's especially for him. And then the DS also plays Baggy Trousers next. But anyway, thanks lads for doing the show. Thanks for coming into the studios and recording your ideas and passing them on to people out there. You can leave the budgie will talk when he wants to. The budgie stops singing when the music stops. But we can't pay you, unfortunately. We're not in a commercial radio station. We don't take any payments.
How much do we have from left commercials, in the
show? So we don't pay. We've 1 minute left. 30 seconds, maybe. We get one more tune in, okay? I think the station admin might let us run over a bit because we had some guests in. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
So we can't pay us, okay? Because we don't do kind of payments. But what we can do is we can give you a free T-shirt. Would you like to wear?
Have one.
You already have one. Well, that's the one you get. You don't get another one. That's all you get. And DJ Greenlark in the background lining up his last tune of the day. So you can wear proudly your Radioactive T-shirts around your town and let people know about us. You can also, listeners, you can buy them out there. I think they're around $10 or whatever. It's about
€7,
$10, whatever, plus postage, radioactiveinternational.org. It's all there on the website. Okay, last tune. What are we going for? We don't know. Have we lined one up?
Well,
the panic is on.
Dark.
We've just gone 20 seconds over the hour. Maybe we have something, maybe we don't. Here we go. Last tune. It's the Strobs, Part of the Union.
I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with a head of a shout, it's out, and the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die, till the day I die.
As a union man, I'm wise. The lies of the company spies.
And I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines. And I always get my way if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say. Government's